So what I'd like to do is offer, I'm thinking about this time of year. Of course, it's pivotal for all of us, as we know, but it's also what I consider the month of Rumi, and the winter solstice has just passed, and these holy days of Hanukkah and Christmas. And it's a pivotal time of recognizing the nature of light, both without, so that we can see clearly, and within. So, inshallah, God willing, we can also see clearly. Last year, I was asked to offer the prayer that Jalaluddin Rumi and Mevlana said daily. And that is by the title of Dua An-Nur. And I'd like to offer this again in honor of our beloved Mevlana Jalaluddin Rumi. The Dua An-Nur. O God, grant me light in my heart, light in my grave, light in front of me and light behind me, light to my right and light to my left, right above me and right light below me, light on my skin, light on my hair, light within my flesh, light in my blood, light in my bones. O God, increase my light everywhere. O God, increase thy light everywhere. O God, grant me light in my heart, light on my tongue, light on my eyes, light on my ears, light to my right and light to my left, light above me and light below me, light in front of me and light behind me, light within myself. Increase my light, increase thy light. Mevlana Jalaluddin Rumi encourages us to see and experience and know that light, that we can witness the deep spirit within everything. And my initiator and first guide, Murshida Vera, she blessed me with the name Nuria, with the instructions that with that light, God willing, I could begin to see the light that emanated from with all things. And that's one of the great teachings in Sufism, of course, is to honor and see that light within all things, within all beings. And Pir Murshid and Ayat Khan taught us in the 10th Sufi thoughts, the third Sufi thought. It says this: there's one holy book, the sacred manuscript of nature, which truly enlightens all readers. And so this is also an interesting time of year. Some of us have been touched by the snow, lots and lots of snow. Some of us are kissed by the sunshine, and there's a diversity of weather conditions about. But the nature teaches us so much. I remember when I was with Karuna Mai, and we were at the abode of the message together. And it was a very sort of solemn day in regard to the weather, because it was a little cloudy and it was Kamalic, it was quiet. And she said, "Oh, but Nuria, nature's in meditation." And it was such a beautiful way of expressing that. Instead of thinking, "Oh, nature's so gloomy," she thought of it as nature being inward and in meditation. Pir Murshid Inayat Khan also teaches that Sufism, these are his words, being the essence of all religions and philosophies, look upon both the opposite aspects of nature, that inner, that outer. Maybe we could even say the right and the wrong and the wrong and the right. And he says that the Sufis look on all names and forms as a means of realizing the one, the only being. And realizing this one reality is called Sifat Allah, meaning the attributes of God. And of course, we study this. We say these attributes with the sacred names that we study and learn and take into our being. We're blessed with our given names by those attributes and so forth. Murshid goes on to say, the nature suggests that this to the soul, the endless and unlimited being hidden behind all things and hidden in all. And as Ibn Arabi said, seek to know that which transpires behind that which appears, and not to be fooled by our appearances. What else is going on there? What else can we learn? So there's this beautiful little book. Some of you may have it. It's called Nature Meditations. And there's a chapter on God. And there's a beautiful quote. If you see the chat window, I'm sorry, I did that while Marshita Mariam was speaking. I didn't realize it would come through. But anyway, the words are there. They're very simple. It says, let every movement of life whisper thy name to my ears. Let every movement of life whisper thy name to my ears. We could also say, let every movement of light whisper thy name to my ears. And so Murshid, or the practice is given, and we could do it for a moment, and then there's music that goes along with this that I'd like for you to join me in heartily from your side. I'm a few months out of COVID, and it has influenced my breath and my voice. So like I said, if I sound squeaky or inharmonious to your ears, just mute me and sing all the louder. But anyway, the breath goes like this. We breathe in. Let every movement of life, and we breathe out, whisper thy name to my ears, and we breathe in. Let every movement of life, and then breathe out, whisper thy name to my ears. And breathing in, let every movement of life, and breathing out, whisper thy name to my ears. Continue, let every movement of light whisper thy name to my ears. Breathing in, let every movement of light, breathe out, whisper thy name to my ears. And let's continue this for a few minutes in silence. Let every movement of life whisper thy name to my ears. Now I have no guitar, no drum, no anything here, just my voice. And as I said, if it doesn't sound pleasant to your ears, just please mute me and sing heartily from your side. So let me see if I can catch this tune in the atmosphere. And of course, whispering thy name to my ears, the ears and the eyes of the heart. That's what we wish to open and receive from there. Let every movement of life whisper thy name to my ears. Let every movement of life whisper thy name to thy ears. Allahu, Allahu, Allah, Allahu, 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 Allah, Allahu. Let every movement of life whisper thy name to my ears. Let every movement of life whisper thy name to thy ears. Allahu, Allahu, Allahu. follow, Allah, Allah. Let every movement of life whisper thy name to my ears. Let every movement of life whisper thy name to my ears. Follow, follow, Allah, Allah. Follow, follow, Allah, Allah. Let every movement of life whisper thy name to my ears. Let every movement of life whisper thy name to my ears. Allahu, Allahu, Allah. Allahu, Allah. Allah. Follow, follow, Allah, Allah. Follow, follow, Allah, Allah. Let every movement of life whisper thy name to my ears. Let every movement of life whisper thy name to my ears. Allah, 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 Allah. Allah, Allah, Allah. Mevlana Jalaluddin Rumi in the Masnavi gives us this advice. Be like an eye, feed on light. Make glorification of God your food. May 2023 be filled with love, happiness, health, and all blessings in all directions, enfolding you in God's grace and mercy. Thank you.
Thank you, Pure Nuriya.